My name is Bob the Drag Queen.
And I'm Money Exchange.
And this is Sibling Rivalry.
Ladies and gentlemen, the listeners and watchers of Sibling Watchery, we have... Bob and I literally brag about her probably every other podcast because she literally is that bitch. Amazing. Look at her. Look how flawless she is. Y'all, we have Naomi Smalls in the house.
Hello. I am a cousin, so I am so happy to be here.
Oh, my God. Naomi, I cannot believe that you are a cousin. We will give you a membership.
Well, I mean, I guess like cousin, yeah. I definitely pay for the Patreon, but cousin, I feel like it's like a state of life. It's like, it's exactly who I am. I stan the dolls, Bob the Drag Queen and Monet Exchange. So I'm not a size 14. I am a little bit smaller, but I am very honored to be here to fill the shoes of Roberta Elaine TDQ.
The subtle Naomi Smalls is the queen of subtle shade, bitch. Naomi will read you, and like 10 minutes later, you're like laughing. You're like, oh shit, that was me. Got it. Naomi, okay, so first of all, have you been watching UK3? Are you enjoying it? How are you feeling so far?
I'm a Drag Race stan. I am never going to complain about there being too many seasons on. I am watching all the seasons. I am rewatching all the seasons, and I am especially watching RuPaul's Drag Race UK season 3. Do you like it?
Yeah, you know, I like it, but to be honest, I didn't watch. I like kind of watched one. I did not watch two at all. So I'm like, this is like my reintroduction into the UK queens, and I'm enjoying it so far. They're cute.
They are such babies.
Such babies. Yes. That is the thing. Like, they all seem so young and new to drag. Like, a lot of them.
Yes. And they're, like, I mean, they're just visually, like, they're all, like, short and tiny and, like, no pimples. And, it must be nice.
Gone are the days of the season 8 top 3 when all of y'all were, like, 6'4", have been doing drag for, like, 9 years. It's, like, gone are those days, girl.
Yeah, what happened to real drag? What happened to real drag? I'm just kidding.
That being said, shall we jump right in?
Yes, let's do it. I would love to get your thoughts.
Well, we have the fallout, and right in the fallout, Vanity. I mean, this is her second time in the bottom too. And right at the top of it, she's like, "These girls don't know. Like, I'm here to show everybody that I'm like the typical Drag Race. I was in the bottom, and I'm back trope." And I'm like, "Girl, you keep on saying this every episode. Is this gonna come to fruition this time, girl?"
I think that we need to retire the words "lit a fire underneath my ass" from Drag Race fully. Whenever something goes wrong, whenever someone's in the bottom, girl, next week, next week, next week. But Vanity said that last week, and I really was not gagging. But I am impressed by the confidence.
But I know the confidence. It do take nerve.
But when she gives it, it doesn't seem 100% authentic. Like, I feel like she's like,
yeah.
She's saying what you what she thinks we want to hear. But in reality,
for sure. Like, and then I remember this girl has only been doing drag for like a year. Like, I cannot imagine going on Drag Race after doing drag for a year. Bitch, I don't know anything. I didn't know anything about myself after a year of drag. Like, nothing.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Poor child. Poor child.
Yeah. And then Vanity gives her opinions of who should have been in the bottom lip syncing, and she says Charissa and River, which I am very confused why everyone keeps on coming for River. Since week one, River has been steadily doing a decent job, wearing nice clothes on the runway. I just don't, like, I feel like there's something that we're not seeing, because everybody stay coming to River. She was like, River, you should have been the bottom. I think you deserve to be there. I'm like, his outfits weren't great. He created a great look for the main stage. Like, what is this beef everyone has with River?
River is a better woman than I, because, bitch, I would have mollywopped Vanity in that moment. Because why the fuck are you talking to me like that, bitch? You're still, I still see the beads of sweat falling from your forehead because you just lip synced. River was good. River was good. I really love River's demeanor. I feel like she is so chill and so like poised, yeah. And she doesn't like let those, like, I don't even know if she notices the shade that they're giving her.
Yeah, because she's like I don't I'm not even focusing on that. Like I'm not focusing on y'all's drama. I really really like River. And you know, online, like after week one, Bob and her had exchanged online. She thought that sibling rivalry was coming for her, but then what Bob thought that she was talking about sibling watchery, and then they had a DM conversation that apparently she wasn't. But I have been standing River since episode 2, not episode 1. Since episode 2, I've been standing River. River and Kitty Scott Claus are my girls. I love both of them a lot.
I love Kitty. I love that you love Kitty too.
Right?
It makes so much sense. Like she is the narrator of the season.
For sure. Did you notice that Scarlett looks like the kid from The Little Rascals? Do you know what I'm talking about? The little white boy with the glasses and the little comb over.
No. Not Alfalfa.
No, not Alfalfa. The other one. She looks just like the boy from The Little Rascals. Jacob gonna pull up a picture. You're gonna be like, oh my God, it is Scarlett Harlot. There you go. Jacob, look at you. You're so fast, Jacob.
And Scarlett's the one who just won, right? Yeah,
she's the one that just won. Yeah. How do you feel about her winning that challenge last week next to Crystal? And do you think that she deserved to win last week's challenge, Naomi?
She won a drag race challenge, and she wasn't even wearing an earring. Damn. I don't, but I really think that, like, on a producer side, they could not give it to Crystal because I really think that Crystal killed it.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. I agree. Look, she looks like the one in the bottom right. That is Scarlett Harlot, girl.
Oh my God, it really is. It really is. And you know, it's so weird. I feel like Scarlett, sometimes she looks like she's like 7 years old, and then sometimes I look at her and I think she's like 77 years old. Like she can look like an old lady real quick.
Yes, I agree. Agreed.
Milk in the UK do not.
Oh,
a. Sorry.
No, keep on going. Okay, wait. Moving on to. So we can move on to the. So now it is a new day in the workroom, and the girls are around the table and they're about to find out. I have a question for you. Bob swears that Ella Vidae is trade. Do you consider Ella Vidae trade? Like, I can say Ella is cute. I don't think Ella is trade. I mean, she's the tradiest of all of them there, but she's not trade.
I think she is the most stereotypically cute one there. But that's not trade to me, and it's not necessarily my type either. But I think that who's the cutest?
I think it's between Ella and Charity. Charity has like beautiful teeth, and I like Charity's vibe.
Yeah, I like Charity's vibe too. What a baby! I also like Charity's the only queen that I know before watching the season.
Oh.
Like, and I've worked with
work.
Her.
I never heard of her. Oh, really?
Yeah, they're very nice.
Okay, so now it's a new day, and the girls are finding out that it's going to be a girl group challenge. How do you feel about girl group challenges, Nay, after your 2 seasons of Drag Race?
Everybody say love.
Everybody say love.
I have very fond memories of my girl group challenge. I think that we really bonded. That was like one of our first Drag Race experience bonding moments.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like a group challenge, but there's always someone that has to go home. And as long as it's not me, I'm cool with it. And it's like, you know, it's never gonna be me. So it's okay. But I think if I had to choose like my favorite girl group, it definitely would be Spice Girls.
Oh yeah, a girl group, Spice Girls. My favorite girl group of all time would probably be 3LW. I will never forget, like, what, 8th grade dance? I'm getting a little tiny, breaking promises. Like 3LW, those are my bitches. I lived.
I'm actually being really stupid right now. I think I'm just trying to be like UK savvy, because like, and not basic, but Destiny's Child Beyonce is like, you know, that
oh,
is
yeah.
the joke.
T.
Yeah. We just forget that Destiny's Child isn't just Beyonce.
I know. I mean, she's not on the vocals. So Crystal Versace and Teresa are the last to being picked. I don't think it's a strategy. I think the girls are looking, they're like, Crystal, she can't dance. She was bad in the dragathon thing with, well, not bad, but she was the worst. She was the most inept at learning choreo. And Teresa was not a dancer as well. But Teresa is like, oh, they're not picking me because I'm the best. I'm like, no, bitch, they're not picking you because you're bad. It's not strategy.
See, I think that the girls are still mad about Crystal. Like, I think that Rue, for some reason, gave Crystal a mic to read all these bitches, like, second episode, and the girls are still in their feelings about mm-hmm. it.
For sure.
Chorizo, I think, is also, like, really, 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 really funny, but really, 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 really funny has nothing to do with a girl group, so I can understand was chosen last, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, also, with Crystal, I agree. I think that they all got read by her so fiercely, and I think they all still resent her. But I mean, bitch, she's won two challenges already. She was in the top for the other one. Like, she has, I was looking online on Twitter, somebody posted, she has like one of the best Drag Race track records in like a short amount of time. She's been win-win high. So she is like really doing the fucking thing in four episodes of Drag Race. It's kind of wild.
I stand. There's few bitches that I literally like pause the screen and I start screaming, and Crystal is like, her makeup is just out of this
bitch. Last week when her and Raven were like face to face, I was like, Raven's probably looking at her like, this little bitch has my face on hers.
Absolutely. But I think that, like, it's also got to be such a compliment. But the fact that the bitch has no pores, I'd probably slap her right there. But, you know, COVID.
God, thank you for giving us Naomi Smalls this week. Honestly, Jacob, let's just fire Bob. We're firing Bob. Naomi's hired permanently if she wants to, because I can't.
I rarely do these like talk about Drag Race moments, but I'll do them with you because I just feel like I say too much crazy shit. But I like that you guys appreciate it.
I love it. I love it. Okay, this is gonna sound so ignorant and so American and so whatever. But when these British celebrities come out, I'm like, girl, give us for the viewers at home, I'm like, who is that? And they're all coming out one by one. I'm like, bitch, we don't know you. I was at the viewing party. Everybody at the viewing party was like, I don't know who that is.
I was curious if they invited them or didn't even tell them about, like, Baby Spice coming the next day. Like, do they know that there's going to be a higher celebrity, but a more well-known celebrity who's going to be on the judges panel? So they're having their moment now.
Yeah.
But I mean,
yeah, probably maybe.
H is a cute name, so love.
It is. She cute. We go into the recording session for the groups, and Charity is going in a specific direction of a character. And I have two thoughts. One thought, I'm like, okay, if you know you can't sing, that's not your thing. RuPaul is always like, make me laugh. She's probably like, I'm gonna do this crazy character so RuPaul could laugh. And number two, I'm like, bitch, you're gonna stand out so much from everybody else. Is that a smart decision to do? I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think that she even knows what the hell she's doing. I don't think a lot of the girls knew because they were going up there and then it would like, you know, kind of spiral into a different direction.
Yeah.
But Charity, I feel like this is definitely not her strong suit. But I do respect that she wasn't going to, like, worry her other teammates with it. Like, I feel like that's something you go back to your hotel room and you practice and you cry by yourself into your pillow and hope for the best.
Oh yeah, for sure. I was saying like last week, like with Charissa or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, with the thing, she was like, she went into a team. She was like, listen, I don't know how to dance. I don't have coordination. I don't know my name, but I think we're going to do a good job. I'm like, don't tell people that you're bad at this. Like, bitch, do it. And if you're bad, you're bad. And if you're good, you're good. Like, don't tell everyone that you're going to suck before you even try.
Yeah, you gotta fake it till you make it, especially around like some queens who are really just like, it's not like all stars where we can like vote each other off, but like these girls are right. gonna be looking at you like, you don't belong here if you're talking like that. Do you even want this?
For sure. Right, for sure, for sure. And bitch, when queens smell blood in the water, bitch, they will make you the rest of your time on that show. Well, in a regular season, a living hell. In All Stars, you like kind of friends with Valentina, so you don't want to like be super mean to her. But at the same time, you're like, bitch, go home. You know?
Yeah, everyone's out for themselves. And girls, remember, it's a competition. It really is a competition. So this is all cute and whatever, it but is. It's all about you. I mean,
yeah, for sure. Because what? Life's not fair.
Accurate. Accurate as fuck.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Our next partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stink, stank, stunk, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was boring. It was gray. It was looking crazy. And I could see Colleen literally vomiting telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever, so it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century, and that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
now,
back
I was watching my poor niece eat literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they serve millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls Food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code RIVALRY to check out for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Okay. Now, as someone who can sing and sounded like absolute shit on Drag Race, I feel very comfortable saying that Ella sounds fucking terrible. And I'm like, girl, it was not good. She sounded crazy in the recording.
I know. But I think that we should do it on the count of three. One, two, three. People hate it on the cover.
People hate it on the cover. Y'all, on the Christmas tour, that season that All Stars 4 was airing, Vanjie and Naomi would constantly people hating on the cover. And it was honestly the only way I got through the embarrassment was Vanjie and Naomi people hating on the covering me because I was literally going insane. So I still appreciate you for that, Naomi. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I thought it was a really cute moment when River was up at the mic and they were having like that, what is it? What femme means to me or femme every day. Like, and then him like having his full circle moment. I love having those moments on Drag Race when someone gets to see someone from their past that like sparks like a nerve in them and makes them like all emotional. Cause that was so cute. River is so cute.
Oh, yeah. River is so cute. I really, really, really enjoy River. I enjoy River's talking heads. I like the person I'm getting to know through the camera. Like, I really enjoy River and having this moment with, what's the name? W? Y?
H.
H. I think that moment with H was really cute because I know that feeling too about, for me, and even though I had no access to this person, it was like the first like gay show I remember watching was Queer as Folk. And even though I didn't even know if Brian Kinney is gay in real life, but like watching Queer as Folk and seeing Justin and Brian Kinney, I was like, okay, having sex in the club one day, I can do that too. You know what I mean? So I was like, work, I lived.
We should try that sometime.
Oh my God. Nay, this, okay, so the first group, Charity's group, or I mean, Charity's group, when they were rehearsing, they were giving me very Everybody Say Love energy. Because do you remember our first rehearsal for fucking Everybody Say Love was chaotic as fuck, and they are giving me chaos boots, girl, this rehearsal. Kitty was the leader, but Charity's kind of taking over. It was like so, it was giving me very, Monique was trying to do her thing, but Farrah was like, it was crazy. I was like, this is too much. They're going to be terrible.
You knew that they were going to be too terrible before they even went. Like you thought so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought the way that
we were getting it, I thought it was going to be Ella's group was, I mean, yeah, I definitely thought Ella's group was going to be bad just because Ella went up and she just like really set the tone for everybody else. And she, when you say like, this is what I do back home and you don't deliver, it's kind of terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it doesn't look good on TV either, but it looks good for that.
Yeah.
Storyline.
Hello. I also think that the coaches, these fucking steps people, they were so like the ones who were helping the choreo, they were like literally not, they were not offering any good advice. It was all really mundane. She was like, one time she was like, everything will come together if you guys all practice. Yeah, no shit, of course. Like, give me like good like advice for the rehearsal.
I do like,
what
love...
is that help?
I think that Crystal is definitely a bitch after Raven's heart because she's like, I don't sing, I don't dance. That was it.
I loved it though.
But I like that Kitty Scott Claus is like, I'm gonna take over. She felt very comfortable. Like this is my steez. This is exactly like why I do drag. Charity got a little spicy up in there for a second. She's like, all right, let's move it along.
She did, girl. She did. But that's the thing, like, with Drag Race, but although they haven't done this in a long time, I feel like maybe because I haven't seen season two and season one, but I feel like normally you do group challenges now and they still judge it as individuals. I was gagged, obviously we'll get to this later, y'all. I was gagged that they judge it as a whole. So, but that being said, I would be scared to assume a leadership position because that would put me on the chopping block.
I don't know. I think, like, in retrospect, like, I wish that all those leadership positions, I just took it. Because I'd rather, like, be up there and, like, talking to the judges and explaining myself than, like, I don't know. It's just, it's not a cute look when you're just, like, under the radar. It really isn't. And then you, like, and then you're back home watching it and you're like, oh, I wish I just did that. You don't want to be that girl. Just take it. Take the biggest role.
I mean, I mean, honestly, everything you said, moments that I didn't do that, I would remember watching at home and be like, fuck, I should have, like, stepped up. So, you know what? Naomi's right. Don't fucking listen to me. That is actually great advice for future Drag Race contestants watching this shit right now. That is great
advice. That being said, Charity, sit your ass down.
We go back to the workroom, and River has this really, really, really beautiful moment about her mom. And we've kind of talked about this before on Watchery, y'all, but I cannot fathom having to get ready for Drag Race with all the stress, doing it twice, knowing what's all involved. I cannot imagine getting ready for Drag Race and your fucking parent just passed away. That is crazy. So I'm happy that she's telling us like this, basically a really great story about perseverance and how you got to like push through. It was her mom's dream to see her on the show, and it was a really beautiful moment.
Yeah, I absolutely feel for her. I feel like grief is definitely not an easy subject to talk about, especially when you're like surrounded by everyone else doing their eyebrows and everyone else like fixing their wigs and whatnot. And I mean, yeah. I've been in that situation where I just don't feel like I know how to articulate that on camera and like get into that mode. Yeah. And I feel like she's just so real and so authentic that was probably my favorite way that the show has ever articulated like someone passing and the light that can come from that.
T, for sure. It was really beautiful to see, and I'm really happy to. Honestly, this season, I feel like the Drag Race is really doing a good job of making sure that they're caring for the queens. Like, when fucking Crystal called Victoria Scone, she's like, you fucking fat bitch, that's why I don't like you. Like, yeah. they saw them, like, heal and, like, talk on camera, which taught the fans, like, you don't have to go to this bitch's page and leave fucking scone emojis on her fucking Instagram. Like, they talked it out, they squashed it, like, next. And I like that the show was like taking more moments like that on camera.
Yeah, I agree. It's not easy, but props to River. I really, really, really liked that. And she, I feel
for sure. Let's get to the main stage.
Wait. Something I just needed to clock about the workroom of them getting ready.
Ooh,
why was it's gonna be a theme for the episode for me, but Scarlett and her like Aunt Jemima head wrap, like doing her makeup.
I saw that too, and I was like,
like, I know head wraps are not for, you know, one person, but I was just like, oh, this is a different look, a different item in a closet I'm not familiar with. Okay. For her.
Yeah. I clocked that too. And I when it passed on the camera, I was like, interesting. And then in my mind, I was thinking about it, like with everyone else at the viewing party watching it. And it replayed in my mind a few times. I was like, huh, okay.
She's strange. Getting method Got acting it. from Mel B later. No, well, dish.
Naomi! let's get to the main stage and get ready for the performances. First of all, RuPaul looks so cute. I love this Ru look.
Me too. I really do enjoy like the OG legs coming out. It's very
for
refreshing
sure.
to see.
For sure. Also, she's been doing lots of cutouts recently.
I noticed that. Yeah, she like wants to show here. Let's see. I love that there's no foundation in the sideburns this week.
On Ru,
and the ponytail.
Naomi.
I do also really like this texture. This is not an easy texture to do with synthetic.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. He looks good. And you know, Ru loves a high side pony. He loves, like, I've heard him say that a few times in interviews or whatever. He loves a high side pony for whatever reason.
Very 80s.
Very 80s. Also, really quick, can we talk about how good fucking Baby Spice looks? But she's 45 years old. She looks really good.
And looks like proper in pigtails somehow. Like it was her. It fit her. I love when hair like makes sense. And it looks yes. so right. It looked
yeah, she looked like amazing. I was like
conditionered. Yeah. Go for it, yeah. Emma.
All right, let's get into so in the doc, May, Jacob also has the lyrics, which we can take turns reading the girl's lyrics, because like in the moment, like watching it, you're like, okay, this is cute. Then you go back and like read the lyrics, you're like, ooh, girl. So first up mm-hmm. was, what's their name? Is this the Slice Girls, Jacob?
Slice Girls.
Yeah, this is Slice Girls. Slice Girls. So up first was the Slice Girls, and out the gate was Crystal Versace. Her look, I think I agree with her. Her look was very cute. Her face was fucking incredible. The hair, which can we talk about all the human hair units we're seeing on Drag Race recently? Like, human hair is here to stay. And Crystal looks amazing. She looks incredible.
Yeah, I mean, it's that face. That fucking face is just so bomb.
The face, right? Just boom. These are lyrics. Sex on legs. She's a face in the grace. Big tiny waist. I'm fiercer than fierce. I'm the queen of queens. It's Crystal with a K. Just sit back and watch me slay. I think these are good lyrics. They're not like, oh my God, bitch, you better work. But they're good lyrics.
Yeah, they're definitely drag lyrics. But like, they're not like desperate. For sure. Like, pick me. It's like very, it's cute. It's her. I like.
Yeah.
Is it my turn to do charity?
Yeah, charity, yeah.
Okay, I have no idea the rhythm, so bear with me.
Yeah, I would be fucking the rhythm. I'd just be saying whatever.
It's Cherry Case. It's Charity Case. I'm the glamour disgrace, the wicked witch of drag. Have I got snot on my face? Yeah, I'm a sinner, gonna be a winner. All dressed up, looking like the dog's dinner. I might be a bottom, but it's hard to top me. Come on, Rue, give the crown to charity.
Yeah, what do you think, Day?
I'm a watchery stan, so there's this like definitely. Thorgy really summed it up once when like someone does, whenever someone comes in, they're like, pick me, Rue, I'm fierce, I'm stunning, pick me, give me the crown. Like, I hate that shit. And we only got it in the very bottom, but I don't really understand the snot on my face or the dog's dinner. What is dog's dinner?
Yeah, I'm like, what is that about? To be quirky. Like, look, I'm quirky. There's snot on my face. Woohoo, I'm quirky.
I'm quirky. I'm weird. You know, that's just...
Very that.
Yeah.
Okay, Scarlet Harlot. Ooh, girl, when I tell you this bitch, she was a line into her lyrics and she was like, I suck. I'm going to go home. Rolling eyes. She was like, I'm terrible. Girl, and her look, so she does something with her makeup. Like, when it's sent to, like, a challenge, and I'm like, what is going on with your face? I don't know. Her makeup, there's a big disconnect for me, and I don't like it, and I don't know why. And I feel bad saying that, but, like, it is what it is.
No, yeah, she definitely gave up, immediately.
Yeah, for sure.
But, these are the lyrics. I did kind of love it. I kind of loved it.
Did you? The chaos?
Like, from starting here, like, River, you need to be more confident. You need to show the judges that you are here to roll in your eyes. Like, just like, I love a car crash. And if it's like a white twink, I gotta love it even more. You know, sometimes, sorry, Jacob.
Honestly, that's tea. Because she started this episode like River, like, you don't even want to be here. Like I don't feel it from you. I'm like, bitch, you just want one challenge. You are not... Like, what? Like, where is this confidence coming from? To, like, seeing her whole trajectory throughout this entire episode is just downhill. You're so right. And that's what she get for being so cocky at the beginning.
Yeah, be cocky. Yeah, don't come to other girls.
Yeah, for sure. These are her lyrics. The Cockney Queen is in the house. Scarlett's quiet like a mouse. Am I blank? I'm going in raw. The campus queen, the campiest queen you ever saw. Hungry for more? Well, get this scrub. All you other girls, get out of my pub. Fade into the background. Can't relate. You think you're going to beat me? Pfft. Checkmate. What is it? What mate?
Nah, mate.
Wait, I fucked him up. Nah, mate. See, I wanted to say checkmate because checkmate would have been a better play on words, girl. Hello, like checkmate, the queen, London, the king, like
lyricist.
Yeah, these lyrics aren't. Again, they're fine. They're not great, but the fact that and listen, I feel like I have like kind of flubbed my lyrics too, even though you write them. But remember, y'all, she wrote this probably yesterday and recorded it yesterday, and then she tried to like learn choreo and stuff. So I get it, it's stressful. But bitch, just fake it. Just pretend like you. When Michelle said you don't know your words, I'm like, really? I thought I said all of them. Like just
bring up
fake
the little,
it.
Bring up the little fake TV. It. Give me the monitor because I know I hit them. I know I hit them.
For sure. And now it's Miss Kitty Scott Claus.
Miss Kitty Scott Claus. Wait, is this her name like a Spice Girls pun? Did I miss that in the episode?
No, it's Kitty's got claws. Like a cat has claws.
Okay, Kitty Scott Claus. There was like a moment in the episode where they were like, let's make a joke about Slice and Spice. And she's like, yeah, I've made a career on it. And I was like, oh, what am I missing?
Oh. Oh, yeah, I missed that too then.
Lock up your dads, it's Kitty Scott Claus. Dancing around the street, make you wet your drawers. Birmingham, babe, move to London town. Watch out, huns, I need to snatch the crown. A material girl with the funnies and sass. Knockers for days and a real juicy, Bringing the camp to season 3. Sweetie, darling, it's all about me. I think Kitty slayed it.
Slayed it. She did such a good job.
When I was watching and I had no idea what she was saying, I loved it. And now that I'm like reading the lyrics, I love it even more.
Yeah, I agree 1,000%. And I thought she looked cute. The way she beats her mug, bitch, she becomes a doll when she paints, which I'm no shade. It's going to sound shady. I didn't expect her to be so dolly. She's gorgeous.
I have to give it up for 2 things. The bitch is always in a flipper. Always in a flipper on the main stage. That, respect. The dental gum or whatever kind of like Kegel mouth you're doing to keep that shit in, work. And then also, she had blue eyeshadow in the challenge because just to be a good friend and tie Miss Charity Case in, so it all made sense when it really was just so pointless. But then she switched the main stage for pink eyeshadow. That shit is so hard and so annoying. So like, I gotta give
y'all,
it up.
This is the Naomi Smalls mind. Only Naomi Smalls would notice that and think about how, because she's right, that to change, because to go from blue to pink, you have to wipe off the blue. You can't, like, there's nothing you can add to the blue to make it pink, so you have to start with a new eye. So that is gag. And Naomi, I didn't think about that.
And I'm wearing my flipper now. I'm just kidding.
And you know, also kudos for her for having a flipper that has like divisions between the teeth. You know, because Asia has like the Barney one that's kind of like one tooth. This one has like separation, which is really nice.
You know, I don't know how they do it in Colombia, girl.
Yeah. Okay. Next, we're going to go to Pick and Mix. And they started with Elle of a Day. First of all, why does Elle of a Day look so old in drag? She looks so old. Like, who is this old lady?
Let me see. Did she just need more makeup? I love the body.
The body's great.
The body.
But something about the choices with the hair and the jewelry. Also, she's always wearing these big jewelries to cover up her titty bib, which everyone has a titty bib now, apparently. And then, like, for some reason, this silhouette is giving me, like, Jinx Monsoon, like, MILF, as opposed to sexy young drag queen. Maybe she likes me looking like a MILF. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that I don't know if she needs to paint bigger, but she is so expressive with her her makeup that everything just always kind of, like, crinkles right here. And it's not even so much, like, she has a wrinkly forehead. It's just, like, I don't know if I don't know what the solution is there, but work on it.
These are Ella's lyrics. Drag beast from the east, Ella of a day. Got BDE and I'm here to slay. Live singing assassin, keep you gagging, keep you guessing, babe. I don't know how that even rhymes. Maybe, obviously it rhymes. It's just hard to read it. Never keep your feelings deep inside. Embrace yourself and show your pride. Just stronger than you know. Make every day Ella of a day. Okay. I thought it was fine. Again, it wasn't amazing. I thought her lyrics were fine. And she knew her choreo. It wasn't my best of the group, but it was fine.
Is it supposed to be hell of a day? Like,
I don't know.
Is that a saying? Like, what a hell of a day?
Oh, no. Yeah. I had, it was one hell of a day. Yeah, I think so. Not in America, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
Oh, Jacob is saying yes. It is. Is this an American saying, Jacob?
I think it's more British, but I've heard it in the U.S. as well.
Okay. Yeah. Hell of a day. Okay.
Yeah. A very Crystal-ish verse. Like, not, like, great, not bad. Just, like, great, good. I'll go, okay. Yeah. But she did have some ad-libs later on that I was like, okay. She could, like, hit some
Melcino. Yes, I agree. I agree, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the basement. Ooh.
Okay. Miss Vanity Milan. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Vanity Milan, I'ma hit the ground running. Don't shy or hide away from nothing. Live your life, do it right. Your skin won't define who you are inside. Never worry about what the people say. It's our life, we'll make it anyway. Say it loud, say it proud. BDE, girl, bow down. I like.
Yeah, I did too. I liked her lyrics when she did it. Alexa, I'm not talking to you. Jesus. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no, you're totally fine. I love everything except, like, Beehive Swarm. My least favorite fucking Beyonce song is whatever the one she says, Bow Down, Bitches. I hate that shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, girl, you're from Houston.
It's my shit. Bow down, bitches. Bow down. I don't know what I can't think of what song that is.
Yeah. See, but I love everything else, and that line, "Your skin won't define who you are inside." I love that too. That was cute and powerful, and it's nice to see a good moment for her, for once.
Yes. Yeah. And you know what? I was scared for her because at the top of the episode. We're getting the edit of, I'm here to show these bitches for the fourth time that I am really not here to play with. I'm not going home. I was like, oh, she's going home. But she ended up turning it on the challenge. I will say, again, because she's been doing drag for a year, I think her taste level isn't there yet. And this whole outfit, like this Marilyn red hair with this outfit literally makes no sense. I don't love what she's wearing, but her lyrics were amazing. And she gave a lot for the choreo, which that, which really, to me, sold the group. So she had a good week.
Yeah. We just can never let, like, the time span that someone's been doing drag affect what they're doing at Drag Race, you know? Because, like, just because Latrice Royale has been doing whatever for so many years doesn't mean it's, like, better than someone who's... I mean, in this case, yes, it is. It is better than someone who's been doing drag for a year.
Yeah, T. Now onto Miss River Medway. River Medway. Is this a human hair? I don't know what. This hair was not the moment. I think something else could have happened to make her look fierce. And again, the titty bib. These girls love titty bibs in the UK. They must sell them at Primark because everybody has a titty bib in the fucking UK. River's
but
this lyrics.
One
Sorry,
is
go ahead.
Botched. This titty bib is botched. For
it's
sure.
Really low.
It's like it's like light bulb boobs down here, but and it's gray.
Yeah, it's not her color. Yeah, this titty bib was not the move, River. I mean, I don't know. I guess after watching season 13, where literally none of the girls wore titties, Candy Muse never wore titties, Simone never wanted to wear titties. I'm happy at least we're getting body this season, which, you know, I love. And again, I've said this before. People like to say, oh, you don't need body, yada, yada, yada. Naomi Smalls is literally a fucking model. And almost every look, Naomi Smalls is wearing a fucking corset because it just makes her look like a super goddess diva. Like, it doesn't matter how skinny or how big you are. It just gives you the silhouette. You know what I mean? Anyway.
I also just love boobs now. I like a little B cup. Like, now that I've, like, you know, moved past puberty, I've got a little something. Grow up, girl.
Lyrics. The river is here. Everybody dive in. Loving myself from deep within. Femme every day. I'm 24/7. Missing my mama, but I know she's up in heaven. Keep fighting every day. Don't worry about a thing or what people say. That's what I really want you to know. Big drag energy for one and for all. The only thing I would change was that last line. Like, big drag. Like, she goes, that's what I really want you to know. Big drag energy for one to show. Or something like that to rhyme with no. Then it would have been A+, 1,000%. That last tiny bit on the end of the line kind of took me out of it, but the lyrics are beautiful. Her performance was really heartfelt, and I loved it.
Yeah, you know, there has to be something to be said about, like, the fact that she just, like, left the other girls on the other side of the stage, went right up to the judges, did her thing, looked them dead in the eye, because we know that angle.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily straight on.
Yes,
it's, like,
bitch.
At an angle.
Hello.
And I was like, work. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, same. Good job, River. She should have won by herself, but anyway.
Well, we got Miss Theresa May. Is there an innuendo?
I don't think so. Maybe there is one that we're missing. So Jacob is saying that there was an old British prime minister. Her name was Theresa May. And because Theresa is from Spain, and we all know a chorizo is a big fat sausage. She is a female fat sausage prime minister.
Work. Okay, Theresa May. This is my rebellion, and this is my chance to take over the world from Spain to UK. My art is of me. You have nothing to say. You're not ready for Theresa. You're not, oh, wow, ready. Why? I can't read. You're not ready for Theresa May. And now, okay, wow. She did a Spanish version.
Yeah, she got translated. Wild. She did.
Translated version was, and now in Spanish, I'm known worldwide. Tell those tarantulas to stop being bitter. Yes, my accent is thick, but much more is my BDE. I thought she said my accent is fake, and I really liked that, but it's thick?
I don't know, I guess. I think she did say thick.
Oh, lame. I really wanted it to be fake.
Yeah. Fake, that would have been funny. That would have been better.
I think she's really, really funny in moments. Like, really, really funny. Like, she says things that I would never even, like, it's not the obvious joke. This verse is okay. The look is...
Yeah. Yeah, but she came out, and I think she was trying to do, like, a Nicki Minaj thing. Like, look at me, I can sing and drop, like, a crazy rap. And I think she tried to do all the things, and she tried to... like, rhyme the thing at the end, which she said, my accent is thing, but much more is my BDE. It just, I did not enjoy Theresa's verse very much. It was too chaotic and too messy because you're trying to do too much. And I think her outfit looks a little crazy. This, I mean, it's very on brand for her, though. Like, this is something, if I saw this outfit without
a
Theresa
in it,
I would, like, oh, Theresa's going to wear that. Also, out of drag, do you agree that she kind of looks a little bit like Miss Cracker out of drag? Like, Theresa and Miss Cracker out of drag, they're kind of similar looking.
Are you saying that she looks Jewish?
But I do like Theresa, and I did today, this was not her moment for me. I did not enjoy this, and it was too chaotic. It was not my fave.
See, I think that Theresa, her sense of humor sometimes reminds me of Gloria. Like, from Wigs and Grace.
Gloria. Oh. So you're saying that all Spanish-speaking people have the same sense of humor?
So you're saying all losers are Miss Cracker? I'm joking. And also, it doesn't apply because she won this episode.
Which team do you think did better, Nay?
I definitely had the ballad stuck in my head way more. The pick a mix or whatever they were.
Yeah, pick and
what
mix.
What was it? It was
pick and mix. Pick and mix.
Pick and mix. Yeah. Who do you think had the worst verse?
The worst? I'm going to say... I'm going to say Charity. Oh, wait, no. Yeah, I'm going to say, because I liked all of... Okay, the worst ones for me were definitely Charissa, Charity, and Scarlett. But I'm going to go with Charity had the worst verse for me.
I don't know if it was... I don't know if Scarlett's verse was that bad, if it was just the delivery. For me.
Yeah, I think you're right. It was a delivery for hers. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But Charity, I don't understand the dog food and the snot.
And the snot. And yeah.
It sounds like the gross Harry Potter jelly beans in a verse.
Right. Right. Shall we get into the runway looks?
Yes, let's do it. My favorite part.
Let's do it, same.
All Wait, right, first who would you Crystal do if you Versace. Had to? Who would you emulate if you were a Spice Girl for the runway?
I would not do Mel. I would not do Scary Size because it would be so predictable. I think I would have went. I would probably have went Ginger because I think that's it was something. Oh, maybe no. I don't know. That's hard. I would have probably went either Baby or Ginger, and I probably would have done Baby because it would have been so different for me, and I think I could have done a cute Baby silhouette.
Yeah, for sure. I would love to see that hair on you. Yeah. I would love to do... Posh is like who I would always want to be. She's just the one. With the hottest husband.
But I feel like her looks would be so simple, though.
And what's wrong with that? The little Gucci dress, the little Gucci dress, and the little Gucci dress.
Let's get into these lurks. Crystal Versace's up first. She looks... the bitch is fucking stunning. Jesus Christ, she's so pretty.
It's crazy. Whew. It's fucking insane.
It's crazy.
I
love this look. I think I didn't know the exact reference, but I think it's really cute, and I think she nailed it, in my opinion.
It's really not a super easy task to make something that's like really phenomenal on a celebrity or just, you know, like a cis woman and like drag it up and still make it fashionable and still make it like a moment. And I really think the rhinestones were unnecessary, but besides that, this is like so detailed, so amazing. Mm. For the real fans and the real girls who care about hair. 42:19, I wrote in my notes, clock the pigtails. But that's just that's just me.
T. Next up is Miss Sporty Spice Ella Bidet. I think this is a draggy, cute interpretation of Sporty. I like it.
Yeah. It was actually, it's very appropriate. I could have lived without the push-ups on the main stage.
Yeah, T. It was a little much with the push-ups. She did try to do
I get it. It's cute. But the ponytail. You cannot wear a ponytail without a nape lace, like, 360. You just cannot be doing that.
Yeah.
I can see all the prep.
And next up was River Medway. River Medway doing Ginger Spice. These shorts are not flattering. She's wearing a red pamper and is not my favorite silhouette on River.
Yeah, A higher cut short and just a pump. Just a red pump.
Yeah.
I know it's Spice Girls. I know they wear platforms, but not always literal is the way to go with drag. You know, you got to thumb it up. You got to get the proportions right. And I think from here up is cute.
Yes, I agree. I agree with that. Also, why does she go with red shorts when she has on black shorts in the thing? I didn't get why she went with red when she's literally wearing black shorts in the original thing, but go off.
Yeah, creative liberties, I guess.
Next up was Miss Vanity Milan recreating that same cheetah look. Okay, Vanity Milan, she does some things. I just be like, girl, what are you thinking? Number one, why the corset on the outside? Number two, Scary had leopard. You're a tiger. Number three, like I, and then she said something about like this stone encrusted. Bitch, where? What stones?
She said millions of thousands of rhinestones.
Girl, no.
And she like said it was like executive realness, Sporty Spice. I'm okay with never hearing executive realness thrown around anywhere besides when it's executive realness. Like, why would it be? Like, mama, I'm selling seashells by the seashore, executive realness. Like, no, that's not how it works. That's not how it works. It's one category, and it's for the office, okay?
Category closed. And last but not least was Chorisa May doing Ginger Spice. And Jacob, as y'all can see, Jacob is so shady. He also has Naomi's flawless Ginger Spice look in here. Like, I'm sorry. Okay. Can I even look at Chorisa and be serious when your picture is in here too? I can't work.
Yeah, Ginger Spice is definitely the most fun and the most, I think, iconic when you're just like looking at them straight on, unless you do Scary really well, but no one did. So Chorisa's corset, I think, is really, really well made. And I think this is actually a great look for her.
I would agree.
I don't know if she made it. Did she make her stuff? Why am I?
I don't know. She painted on a bunch of her stuff. Like, someone makes it and she'll like paint graphic stuff on it. Because she's a fine artist.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think she looks great.
Yeah, she looks good.
The runway was a little...
She did not make this look.
And also, okay. why the cape? And I guess that's the death of dragging it up part to make it like more draggy, I guess. But I think it would have been cute. But I guess maybe with just the corset, it would have been too simple for the runway. I don't know. Because no, not even because you're here and I love you so much. But if you just walked out in yours, I would have been like, work. I don't think she needs a cape, but maybe she does. I don't know.
Well, thank you. Thank y'all. But not everyone is me, you know? I'm just kidding.
Why do you think no one did Posh?
I think maybe like you're kind of like piggybacking on what you were saying. It's just like so simple. It's so understated. I feel like Crystal is really the only girl who could have done it.
T. For sure. I should have nailed it.
It's a hard wig to pull off for everybody too. It really is. That's a wig that's not easy to
brush your hair.
Brush your goddamn hair.
Jay, please put that gif of Naomi brushing her hair in that fucking wig. Please put it on the screen now. We need that for this. Who do you think was the strongest look?
The strongest look. Gosh, do you have yours?
Yeah, for sure. Like, we're not even thinking about it. Crystal, down.
Yeah, I would say Crystal or Ella.
Or Ella, yeah. Crystal or Ella, but
what kind of shoe was Ella wearing, though? Because that could really be the make it or break it.
Ella was wearing a sneaker, like a platform sneaker.
Like a flat?
No, form. It was like a little, it was like a platform sneaker moment.
Okay. Yeah, Crystal wins. I'm down.
And the weakest for you, the weakest for me. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, weakest.
Yeah, weakest. Vanity.
Yeah, down. Absolutely. Absolutely. Vanity. She was, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
It's just so underwhelming. So underwhelming. 1 year. We're not.
You're right. No, girl. I'm sorry.
Because remember, Valentina was like 3 months.
And I have a bridge in a Timbuktu that I'm selling for $20. okay, so Nay. So the bottom two queens are Scarlet Harlot and Crystal. These names: Scarlet Harlot and Charity Case. How do you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that for sure.
It would have been a real disservice if they made like Crystal or Kitty lip sync.
Oh yeah, for sure. And the lip sync. Let me go to my notes for the lip sync because I had some notes I wanted to say. oh, sorry, really quick. Judges' critiques. Michelle was saying to Charity that that her outfit should have matched the other girls in silver. Well, I'm like, bitch, if she did not bring something silver and crystal, like, what did you want it to do? And she's like, oh, you should just spray paint your. I guess you're on Drag Race, like, spray paint the fucking blue silver, I guess. But at the same time, I'm like, it didn't bother me that much that she was not wearing crystal like the other ones. Like, I feel like it all worked. What do you think?
It definitely bothered me.
Okay.
It was an eyesore. Especially because they had that moment in the workroom where they were like, as long as we all wear blue just because of you, I'm shocked that none of them just like offered her something that they could wear that was white or silver or, you know, something sparkly. Or yeah. She didn't just like kiss somebody else's ass in the workroom and get something. But I do think that I love Alan's critique where he's like, you could be turned into a tiger or a jaguar or a cheetah, whatever the fuck she was.
Yeah.
But you can't adapt to a challenge.
T, that was, T. I can agree with that. I can get on with that. And Scarlett, when Scarlett gets her critiques, I mean, bitch, before the judges even think of her, she's like four people away. She's immediately starts crying because she's like, I fucked up. I'm going to be going home. And honestly, I cried on Drag Race twice, both times I was in the bottom, season 10. And I get emotions take over you, but the weakness, I don't want to say weakness. I don't mean she's weak, but like when you can't even look up, like when you look down the whole time, like bitch, fucking just look at them and let them tears cry as you are staring them in their eyes, girl. Don't let them smell that you feel like you suck so bad. Like she won't even look at them in the eyes. She's like, yeah, I know. And next time I'll try better. And I'll just don't know what happened this week. And bitch, look at them in the eyes and cry.
You said weak again. I mean, she is weak though. It really was weak, and it was definitely. I don't know how old she is, but she gives me like 19. I don't.
Yeah,
just that kind of energy. Which is this is a huge platform, a huge like moment for to sure. Like go through puberty, pretty much. And so I understand like why she's having this reaction, but you're
she
so
is
right.
27. You can...
She's 27. What?
That's crazy.
That's insane. That's... Girl, jeans, bitch. That is good. See, that's just genetics, okay? That is just genetics. The girl looks 18, 19. That's insane.
Was she, like, held hostage from the sun for, like, 13 years of her life or what? Because that is...
Good skin.
Insanity.
Wow. Yeah, that's... Whoa. Jacob, mind blown. I'm gagged. Work. 27.
Yeah, but she was ready to go home before they even said her name.
For sure. She was like, I'm going home. I'm done. Although I was nervous though, because
Charity.
I know, because she thought herself about. But Charity, but she has. I was if before we found out about the double Shantae, because she has a win and Charity doesn't. I was like, oh, Charity's probably gonna go home because she has a win, but. No, it was a yeah. Well, let's talk about the lip sync. I thought it was a good lip sync. It wasn't like, oh my god, I don't think it was double Shantae worthy, but we got one anyway. No one was terrible.
No, they were definitely both just performing. They were doing the lip sync. They were not performing it. They were not calculating the moments of the performance. There was no like. Factor. I think when Scarlett pulled out some fucking tissue as a prop, she really thought that was going to be like a moment, yeah, like it was going to be yeah. a gift that we were all tweeting the next day, but it was not that. And then
it wasn't.
I don't know if it was, I definitely did not look intentional, but when her hat started like falling off, I was like, ugh.
I
could
know.
Have just been like a moment. It could have been like a, you know, like, you know, like it's so yeah! easy to make that.
Jacob and I are both like, "Why?" Yeah, for sure, for sure.
But double Shantae worthy. Not I was screaming that at the television.
Absolutely not. But we got one anyway. But which makes sense because Victoria went home early, whatever. So this may be the last one of the season. There may be more. We don't know.
Good point.
But yeah, girl. Still, how many queens left, Jacob? 14? No, not 14. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 queens. Hey. They're running through these girls. Thank God.
Yeah, I like to see people go home. I really do. Same. Like, not that... No, especially, yeah. I think I could have seen Scarlett go home just for, like, the storyline. Like,
For sure.
She was feeling real cute. A little slap in the face. Get ready for yes. All Stars and come back real cute. Mm-hmm.
And this was this episode of Drag Race UK Season 3, Episode 4. Next week, I'm predicting that Vanity's going home. I think she had a strong week today. But baby, going by these runways, I mean, maybe her talent, like much like Monet Exchange in Season 10, will carry her through. But I think Vanity or Scarlett are next.
Yeah, I think Vanity really lucked out in a group challenge this week. And mm-hmm. I'm excited to see her win with like a bigger microscope on her. Because she really yeah. still needs to prove herself to me.
Yeah.
And what does that mean? I'm not making the decision, but that's just me.
And there you have it, folks. The iconic Naomi Smalls here on Sibling Watchery. Naomi, Sibling Rivalry listeners have been dying to have you back on Rivalry. Would you be into doing a rivalry sometime soon after Bob gets his throat together?
Absolutely. I'll even if give me the password and I'll just make this the cutest feed in the entire world.
Yes. Naomi, thank you so much for doing Sibling Watchery. I'm sure this is a treat. The fans are eating up and tweeting at us right now. You know I love you so much. Bob loves you so much. You're the girl, the woman.
I love you. Goddess. I love you, Monet. I love you, Bob. I love you, Jacob. I love you. Is it Jay who's editing this? Yeah.
Jay, yeah.
Jay, I love you too, sure. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, sis. Peace.